This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, about a half an hour ago, the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for South Central Teller County in Central Colorado. If you're heading up to the Cripple Creek Victor area, be aware. This is until 8:30 tonight. They have indicated that radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1 and 2.5 inches of rain has fallen. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Flash flooding is being caused by those thunderstorms. It is flooding some of the small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets, underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations include Victor. Again, don't take any risks. Turn around. Don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. And again, that is until 8:30 tonight. Now, the other top story, you probably felt it yesterday, and it continued a little bit until the rain moved in today to Colorado Springs. We're talking about the smog. It was really bad yesterday. According to air quality tracking website IQ Air, air quality levels on Monday were some of the worst in the area as far as major cities are concerned, with an average of air quality level about 120. The air quality along the Front Range on Monday afternoon was worse than that places like Mexico City, Mexico, and Beijing, China. Wildfire smoke has started to once again budge back into eastern Colorado in recent days, thanks to the wildfires across northwestern and southwestern Canada. In recent weeks, most of that smoke has stayed well north of Colorado, while today featured briefly improved conditions because of the rain that we've been experiencing. The Front Range air quality will probably dip again starting tomorrow. A plume of wildfire smoke from California and the Pacific Northwest will gradually filter into eastern Colorado starting tomorrow, coupled with rising temperatures and light winds, and unfortunately, both wildfire smoke and ground ozone levels will be higher on the higher side through the rest of this week. The Pueblo Chili and Frijoli Festival, here's some good news, returning this year to a normal year. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
Pueblo Chamber of Commerce tweeted yesterday that they are ready for the festival to return to its normal size after being downsized last year due to COVID-19 restrictions. The event in downtown Pueblo will include vendors, live music, cooking competitions, and plenty of the area's signature green chilies. The 27th annual festival will run from September 24th through September 26th. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
Staying in Pueblo, the Colorado State Fair officials say that they're ready to change direction quickly if COVID-19 cases keep rising. The fair's general manager says that the fair is planning to operate with no restrictions right now, though that they are recommending masks and for unvaccinated visitors. But officials are working closely with the Pueblo County Health Department and will implement restrictions immediately if needed. The 11-day event begins on August 27th. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is largely impacting the unvaccinated population in Colorado, as you know. Despite breakthrough cases, state epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says those not getting the shots account for nearly 90% of the people hospitalized for the illness during the first week of July. During that same time period, the unvaccinated made up of 80% of the cases in Colorado. Herlihy says, despite those figures, the vaccine is still effective in preventing severe illness. And finally, senators are hearing from experts and advocates on student loan and bankruptcy reform. Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin says if someone falls on hard times, it's virtually impossible to get relief from student loans.
Because student loans are one of the very few types of debt that are exempted from discharge and bankruptcy. Concept of bankruptcy is a clean start.
Texas Republican John Cornyn introduced a bill with Durbin that would allow the government student loans to be discharged through bankruptcy after 10 years.
Scattered showers and storms will be most notable across parts of the Pikes Peak region and El Paso County, areas into Pueblo County early this evening. Flash flood watches are in effect from Teller County, Fremont County, and the southern Sangre de Cristos until midnight tonight. We should be dry after midnight. Temperatures will be partly clear in the 60s. Sunshine on Wednesday for the first half of the day. Temperatures in the upper 70s and a few thunderstorms after 4 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.